The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, a case in Dublin District Court caught our eye this week, and it involved a taxi driver. He pleaded guilty and he was fined for overcharging customers using a remote control device to add €9 to his fares. The NTA identified 206 taxi meters, not taxi drivers who were doing this, but actual meters that were, as they said, sensitive to the remote. So in other words, they were capable of being manipulated in this way. Now, there has since been a recall on the meters after an investigation by the National Transport Authority. But how do you best avoid being overcharged and making it easy for both you and the taxi driver when you get into a cab? Well, Joe Heron is president of the Irish Taxi Drivers Federation. He joins us now. Good evening, Joe. First of all, look, this taxi driver is a bit of an outlier. He is the exception rather than the rule. The vast majority of drivers are not out to rip anybody off. So let's put that out there straight up at the front. But the fact of the matter is that he did that. And the fact that he did that and was able to do it, even though he was caught and has now been fined, etc., etc., is going to put a doubt in people's minds about fares, especially if they think that, if they feel that they're being overcharged, or if it feels like there's more, it's more expensive than it normally would be. And of course, coming up to Christmas, that's a feeling that a lot of customers have.
Well, first of all, thank you for your remarks, your first remarks, which is, are, of course, quite true. The vast, vast majority of taxi drivers are very honest. But the one thing I would say to you about it is that there is the availability of printed receipts for all and every fare. And the printed receipt will show the license number of the vehicle, the time the job started at, the time the job finished at, and the distance covered. So if anybody has any doubts, just if the driver doesn't offer them a printed receipt, just ask for it. And that will show everything on it.
Okay. And when you get the receipt, how do you then approve that your suspicions might have been correct?
Well, if you do have any doubts, you can contact the National Transport Authority.
Okay.
And give them the number of the receipt or a copy of the receipt, and they will certainly investigate it if they feel there is anything wrong in it.
Okay, one of the reasons this caught our eye, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people maybe felt the same thing, was that, oh, hang on a second here, these meters are issued by the Department of Excise and whatever, or the NTA, and they're tamper-proof, aren't they? So how did he manage to do this? Well, like, I would have thought they couldn't be tampered with.
No, the meter wasn't tampered with in any way. The meter is sealed. All meters are sealed.
Well, that's what I thought. I've seen this little lead thing that's on them, yeah.
Well, they're gone. They have been using now for the past while a plastic stick-on seal. So
okay.
It goes over the screw, so that the screw, if you try to remove the seal, it'll become void or clear.
Okay.
And
so how did he manage to add the €9 then?
Right. What I think... This meter is 200 out of, I don't know, 13,000 in Dublin.
Okay. But they've all now been withdrawn as well, of course.
Well, they haven't been withdrawn. What they did was they changed the software in them.
Okay.
What was happening was that this was only one model of a particular make, so it was a very small number. And some of the drivers that had that model didn't even have that remote control because you purchased it as an extra. But some people who like gadgets would have bought one of them. And what they did was it just added the extras to it. It didn't actually interfere with the distance section of the meter itself.
Okay.
So that if anybody had asked for a printed receipt and they got one and it showed €9 in extras, for example.
So they would have known straight away then?
They would immediately know straight away, yes, of course.
Okay, well look, let's reiterate. The vast majority of taxi drivers, good, ordinary, decent fellas and girls out trying to make a living and do a service. They're not out to rip anybody off because they know in the long run, it's A, it's wrong, and B, it's counterproductive. So let's get that out there.
Of course it is.
The one bad apple got caught, he's been done, and the meters in question have been recalled and recalibrated and refigured, so it's not an issue anymore.
But so if you can't, the things don't work anymore on them.
Okay.
The remote control.
But if you have a doubt, ask for a receipt. All of the details are there, and if there is any discrepancy between the receipt and what's on the meter, then you have an issue. If it's not sorted by the driver, go straight to the NTA. Okay?
Yes, and it's receipt is what you want.
Okay. Listen, Joe, thank you very much indeed. Glad to be able to clear that up.